Detective Smith, ID number 2569. This is November 14, 2006. It's approximately 19:55 hours. And here with me is and 4355. Is that correct?
Yes.
And prior to the recording, I kind of gave you an overview of what I was going to ask you. And I also was told by you that your normal workstation is engineer at 31 here in 2000 on Duesenberg. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. What I wanted to do also is, if you could, is just start off by telling me what call you guys were told to respond to. And just for the purpose of recording, the location is, I believe, the same location you were told to respond to. It's and just go ahead and read me right now what the call was you guys are coming to here tonight.
We were leaving a previous call on the freeway, and we got a shooting at the same location you just gave at the with a Chalet Apartments, I believe it's called, or Sherwood Chalet Apartments.
Okay.
We were told to stage. We did stage, and then the officers cleared us to come in, and we went in all the way to the back. As we got to the back, I observed the paramedics attending to someone on the ground by a white truck. I personally went over there, asked the medics what they need. As I started to help them, Captain Cook told me, "Mark, we need lighting over here. Can you move the engine around to a point where you can get lighting on there?" So I proceeded to do that. Went and moved the engine around, put as much lighting on the scene as I could. After I accomplished that, went back to the medics to help them attend to the patient. As far as really doing anything, I just helped them get ready, set up for IVs, listening to what the allowed me to do at the time. At that time, was careful not to touch anything, just attend to the patient. We were getting ready to place the patient on the backboard to load him onto the gurney when paramedic Jeff Golden observed a handgun, which apparently he didn't know it was there the whole time that he was working with the patient. Mm-hmm. And then he notified the officers, "Hey, I have a handgun here." So we kind of watched how we moved things to get the patient away from it, and then set the patient on the backboard onto the gurney. They took the patient into the ambulance. At that time, I just picked up some stuff that we need, that they need. A lot of the stuff they don't need, but stuff that they do need to put back their equipment in service. I helped them pick up and left most of the other stuff that was there at the scene. And after that, we just survived.
Okay. I'm going to ask some questions for you really fast. When you first got up to the patient, because we know that both on that term, was he talking? Was he responsive? What was his state, if you can give an opinion?
Wasn't responding to nothing.
Okay.
I just know that they had him. They were breathing for him. They intubated him.
Okay, they intubated him?
Yes.
They bagged him?
They were bagging him at the time, yes.
Okay. And so he was unresponsive, safe to say?
Yes.
Okay, not moving?
No.
Okay. And this handgun, do you know where it came from? Okay, but you said it was next to the patient?
It was next to the patient's right leg.
Okay.
The lower part of his leg. Because when Jeff realized, he goes, "Hey, I got a gun." I looked down, and it was right. I don't know where it came from, or it was just there.
Are you familiar with handguns and know if it was a semi-auto or a revolver?
I'm not familiar.
Okay. What color was it?
It was black.
Black, okay. And while you're in the area, did you notice anything unusual about... was there other people in the area? Did you notice anything unusual? You said he was next to some sort of vehicle?
A white truck.
Okay, did you notice anything unusual about the white truck?
No, nothing unusual.
Okay. And when you helped pack up the paramedics, the stuff you helped pack, basically, is there like their supplies?
There's stuff that they would use that they don't need, but there's stuff that they do need to get their equipment back in service, and just basically picked up. And the officer says, "Can you just leave when you can leave?"
Okay.
Which we did. We just left when we can leave there, and we just took what we needed.
Okay. And the clothing that was cut off the patient you mentioned, was it left there or?
Yes. They cut. He had no shirt on when I got there. He had no shirt on. They did cut and remove his pants. They cut and removed his boxers.
Mm-hmm.
And then they wanted to check everything to see, basically, if they're looking for wounds or looking for any.
Absolutely.
So
okay.
That's what they're looking for when they did that.
You notice anything stand out about the patient, about his torso or?
He had tattoos.
Okay. On his upper torso?
Upper torso, yes.
Okay.
I believe on his arms. I can't recall on his arms, though, but I know the upper torso.
But he had tattoos?
Yes.
Okay. And they're the ones you can see, kind of, you told me he's laying on his back, so
yes.
That they're on his front side of his
front
torso?
Side, yeah.
Okay. Is there anything, Mark, that I didn't ask you that you now thought of or maybe important to me?
Offhand, no.
Okay.
No.
All right. And do you know the public line into 31?
Yes.
If I needed to call you during the day?
It's
And there's a recorder there in case you guys are out on a call.
Yes.
I can leave a message for you.
Leave a message, yes.
Okay. And that's the best way to get a hold of you?
Mm-hmm.
At 31?
Yes.
And are you just starting your days on?
No,
or?
I'll be back on duty. What's today? Tuesday. I'll be back on Thursday.
Okay. All right. And if I have to, I can call us Duesenberg. Someone there could probably get a hold of you on your days off. And
yes. Yeah, they can leave you a message. Someone can contact me at home or
and
leave a message
then,
with me. Yeah.
And I can leave my number.
Yes,
and, okay.
Exactly.
All right. This is going to conclude my interview with Mark. 2004 hours.